Name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So, when I was showing you, Michael, the reading, I just joked to you, right? I said, you have to do this by the end of business. And you said, what, memorize it? I said, no, become it. The fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such things there is no law. And of course, we can't become these things by the end of business today. And only by the grace of God will we even make a beginning in these things in our lifetime. But in the next life, if we've struggled in our poor way, then we will have all these fruits. But we're celebrating today someone who had those fruits in this life. Not later, but in this life. St. Hermit of Alaska. And his asceticism, his struggle is just beyond our understanding, but it's something that we should hold on to. Now here we are in the Marshall House, and we're trying to build a prison ministry the best we know how, or actually I think we need to do it better than we know how. And with the grace of God, let it be blessed. If God blesses it, then it will be what it needs to be. Just as I commented last time that I was here, what are we really trying to do? We're just trying to become holy. It's really hard. It's really hard to be holy. It's really hard to have the fruits of the Spirit, even just one of these seven gifts. Love and joy and peace, long-suffering, all of them. We're short in all of them. But St. Hermann was abundant in all of them. And there were several things from the service yesterday. I really love our custom that we seem to have developed now of serving whole vigil. It's beautiful to do that. Because it really warms my soul, and I think it does yours too. I think Jude will love it as well when he gets back. And in the vigil, there were several things that really kind of stuck out to me. One was that, well, he was a simple monk. They wanted to make him a priest. He refused. Now, one might think, practically speaking, that would be the right thing to do. Here he is in the wilderness. There's no priest to serve the mysteries. They have to wait for a priest to come once a year, or maybe once every 2 or 3 years in some places in Alaska. So it would make sense, practically speaking, for him to be a priest. But he refused because of his own sense of his own worthiness. He, a saint, thought he was unworthy. And here I am, a priest. It's kind of scary, really, when you really get down to it. And practically speaking, he should have been a priest. But he didn't want to be because of his humility. And God overcame all of that, because St. Hermann just had this incredible holiness. He conversed with angels. He said that he wasn't lonely out there living by himself, because, of course, he had companions. I mean, what companions do we have? We have companions that are you know, people that we live with. That's it. We don't have the angels to talk to. I mean, they're there, but we can't understand what they're saying because we're not worthy. And we don't have the spiritual intelligence to understand them, to see them. But he did. So his holiness is just something that we just cannot really comprehend. That's why we celebrate him, because of his great holiness. And because of his great holiness, he did things that bore fruit. Probably, practically speaking, if you had somebody with an MBA degree or an administration degree, they would have said, Hermann, you're not doing this right. You know, this is wrong, because, you know, you really can have more converts if you do it this way or that way, or you really should be a priest because of this or that. He just was busy praying and talking to the angels. That's a much better business model, shall we say. And I'm impressed by that, because he was just a simple monk. And the fruit that came out of his ministry is tremendous. So may fruit come out of our ministry. We're not simple, unfortunately. We're very complex. We shouldn't be complex. God is simple. We should be simple. St. Hermann was simple, but we're complex. However, may God help our ministry through his prayers. Another thing that came out of his service yesterday was something about how he was opposed by his compatriots. He wasn't opposed by the natives. The native Alaskans actually had a very gentle spirit and were very open to the gospel. They didn't know anything about it. They were pagans, but they had a good spirit. And when they saw a man with a good spirit, they believed him. And so they converted quite easily, many of them. But his compatriots, fellow Russians, fur traders, etc., pretty much rough men, they didn't like what he was doing because he was holy. People who are not holy don't like holy people. So he got opposition from his own people. And I'm just hazarding a guess, since Hermann was a human being. Saint Hermann was human, although compared to us, he's way more human than we are. He must have had times when he was really dejected because of seeing his own people oppose him. But he just kept praying, kept fasting, kept helping the natives. There were other things in the service that talked about, and we can find from his life, he helped them with medical care and everything. He was like a father, a nurse, a doctor, everything to them. But he taught them the way of life that is life, even though he was opposed sometimes by his own people. And that kind of resonated with me, because sometimes we get opposition from people. Some people, you know, I suppose might say what we're doing here is a fool's errand. Well, God loves a fool, so let's hope that our fool's errand bears fruit by the prayers of St. Hermann. Let's look again at these gifts of the Holy Spirit. This is what St. Hermann, his life was like. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such things there is no law. This is the man we are celebrating today. And may we, by our just weak things that we do, celebrating the liturgy, hopefully every other week, the vigil every other week, may our prayers ascend to heaven and may God hear them and say, all right, they're kind of dumb. They're not really always doing it right, but because of their efforts, I'll bless them. Not because of their worth, but because of their efforts and because of the need of those that might be coming into this house, I'll bless their efforts. May that be. The typical reading for a venerable saint is the Beatitudes from Luke, but this one for St. Hermann is about, come unto me, all ye who are labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble in heart, and you shall find rest for your souls. For my yoke is good and my burden is light. I'm very convinced that the only way we can have an effective ministry, either here or somewhere else, whatever we do in life, everywhere we go, the only way we can be really effective is if there is inner peace in our hearts. So this is what we're really trying to have. We're taking God's yoke upon us, the yoke of Christ. It's a yoke. You do work with the yoke. You don't sit around and meditate with a yoke. You actually do work. It's put on oxen, and they're meant to plow the fields. So they must keep pushing forward and plowing the fields as the farmer tells them to, and they are obedient to the farmer. So a yoke is to do work, but the yoke is good. And the burden is light. And the burden is light, not because the work is easy. Not at all. The burden is light because the soul becomes light. The soul becomes light because God fills the soul. Because we are getting rid of all that garbage from our souls. And God is coming in and illuminating every nook and cranny and every hovel and every corner where there's darkness and where there's stench. And the light is driving all those things out. Not just of God's will, of our will too. We are trying to have peace by living in a peaceful way. And this world's not at all remotely close to peaceful. But we can, with God's help, become peaceful. I noticed something on the way here. I was going, I guess the speed limit was 75, and I was probably going 76 or 78 or something, somewhere near there. And people were passing me like I was standing still. Everybody was going zoom, 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 zoom. And everybody's in a hurry. So much is going on. The life is so fast. But St. Hermann slowed it down. He just was out on an island, and he prayed, and he fasted, and he conversed with angels, and he won great spiritual victories against demons and against men, and men are worse than demons, actually. So this is what we must do in our ministry. May the Lord bless this ministry. May we have something that helps people. I was talking with Jude yesterday, and he told me how that Emmett, who owned this house and had it as a halfway house, he just had enough after a while. God bless him. I think 12 years with so many people coming through and most people just falling out. Most people, I mean the vast majority. I had a couple three successes out of 200 men, I think something like that. And he kind of got fed up with it and decided, well, I'm going to go and teach preschool or deal with preschool and young kids, because I want to get them before they're ruined. And I can see his point. We need to teach the children. We need to teach the teenagers. We need to teach the adults. We need to teach those from prison. We need to teach everybody. It's a lot easier to teach children, that's for sure. I take care of my grandchildren, my three grandsons that are, you know, young. And it's really easy to teach them. You tell them to do something, they believe you, and they do it. They go around the house sensing and singing Christ is Risen with me, and we do prostrations and all that stuff, and they're all good for that. Now, maybe when they're teenagers, they'll say, I won't do any of that. Or maybe not. Maybe the grace of God will continue to overshadow them. It's easier to teach children, that's for sure. It's adults that are messed up. Somebody has to help them. So may our little ministry help them. May it help ourselves. I really think we've hit on something. We had a hard time. There's no doubt about it. We kind of took a big blow. And I felt really just completely deflated by it. And not hopeless at all. But just, it just was really icky, really icky. And then we had the entrance of the Theotokos. And I came here for that. It was beautiful. It was just cathartic to me. It was wonderful. I'm thinking, okay, this is what we need to do. This is what St. Herman did. He just prayed, and he was available for everybody. He was present for everybody. And there you go. He's probably really stubborn too, by the way. He wouldn't be a priest. He was living out in this island. They're saying, what are you doing living on this island and stuff? He was probably pretty stubborn, but he was holy. So let's be stubborn and holy. You know, let's just keep doing what we're doing, and let's just enjoy the moment. And as God brings us to something, whatever we're coming to, he knows, but we don't know yet. This is our kind of a formative stage. I think our praying together and gathering together with God helping us at least every other week, and hopefully once a month also up in McKinney, excuse me, that this is sort of like something that we're like babies right now, you know, and we're just growing, you know, we're just starting to learn to crawl, and then we're eventually going to, you know, kind of scoot along the couch, stand up and be able to stand for a few seconds and then fall down, and then eventually walk, and then eventually run. And I think we're in the learning to crawl stage right now. That's okay. Through the prayers of St. Herman, may we be blessed in our ministry. May we somehow find a way to bless somebody, help somebody. God bless.